Yeah, this spicy Friday just got spicier with Shams reporting that the Kings are all in on Pascal Siakam, who will be here tonight. So are the Rock'em Siakam robots in the Kings' future. We will get back to that. But, of course, also this weekend, the NFL wrapping up its regular season. 49ers and Rams game this Sunday, by the way, will be airing on KNCI HD2, starting with the pregame at 12:25 and kickoff at 1:25. We continue with Kyle Draper's favorite guest. I can't wait to talk to Neil, our Sacktown Sports 49er insider, brought to you by Timber Creek Ballroom in Roseville, Emil Fragoso. Emil, how are you doing today?
I am in studio, boys, and I have a lot to get off my chest, and one directed at Kyle Draper, frankly, to talk about this week. But first, Draper, I have to talk to you about the Siakam deal, because I'm going to put it on air right now. I think Siakam gets traded tonight. I think he goes to the Sacramento Kings. Woo! It makes too much sense. And you want Keegan Murray as your fourth option. He's not ready yet to take on this role. He's 23 years old. Move him back to his natural position, which is small forward. Let Siakam run the floor and help Domantas out defensively. This is a great trade. They can do it without giving up Keegan, which I think they can because they have their picks.
He's right, because it actually will help Keegan's development.
Correct. He's a small forward, not a power forward.
You see, you guys are looking at it from the Sacramento perspective. This is the problem when we have this conversation. You guys are looking at it from a fan. This is what you hope will happen. If I'm Toronto and you're offering me Barnes, Herter, Davion, and a first, I'm just going by what Kevin O'Connor said.
Right. That's me too.
Why wouldn't I call Golden State and say, can I get Jonathan Kuminga?
Because they're going to say no, but you can have Wiggins and click.
They don't want another Canadian.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the players that we're going to send them does not move them closer to a championship.
Here's the problem, though. They don't really have leverage. He's on an expiring deal, and they just let Fred VanVleet walk in free agency, and they're still mad about that. Masai has to get something. He saves face here with getting rotation players and culture guys, a younger guard and Davion to play off of Manuel quickly long-term, and two firsts.
Monty's got the Raptors over a barrel, and he's about to take advantage of it.
And why would Siakam leave on a rental? Why wouldn't he want to play with this team? It's a good team. It's with two guys who are a legitimate all-star, all-NBA players. It's a team that wants to compete for a championship, wants to compete in the postseason. You sign him long-term, and it's a basketball-focused, minded city. It's not about all the extra stuff.
Usually you guys wait till we talk about the Eagles before he disagrees.
I got receipts to pull up on Drapes on that one.
Because here's the problem with what you guys are talking about, and I get it. I love Pascal. I think Pascal's phenomenal.
By the way, you are changing your argument, but go ahead.
I'm changing my argument?
Because you were just telling us, oh, Keegan, and then we explained to you why. No, it's good for Keegan, so now you're leaving that. We're going somewhere else. But
no,
you go ahead.
My argument is I love Pascal Siakam. I don't think it's going to happen because of A, short-term rental. B, I don't think Toronto would do it. And C, I don't think we've been talking about Keegan's development. Now you're okay with Keegan. Dude, we had discussions. Oh, I wouldn't trade Keegan for LeBron right now. I wouldn't trade.
We're not. That's what makes this a –
But Pascal Siakam is 29 years old.
Yes.
Pascal Siakam is going to command $35 to $40 million in the open market.
As he should.
Are you telling me, because I just looked this up, Sacramento, are you telling me the Kings are going to have Fox at $35 million next year, Domas at $42 million next year, and Siakam at $40
million? I'm not sure they have Siakam next year, but I'm okay with that for now. I don't know if they have.
What about you, Emil? You okay with just 3 months of Siakam for that pass?
I don't think it is 3 months. I think, again, he's going to go into free agency. He doesn't want the two-year extension. He wants the four-year extension.
Right.
But he's going to be able to get extra money from the Kings because, I believe, of the bird rights. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And he will sign the deal with the Kings because he will fall in love with the city of Sacramento and playing basketball in Sacramento.
You guys.
It just happened with Sabonis.
You're thinking with your hearts and not with your mind. That's
this,
the problem.
This being makes reported, so much
do
sense.
Do we even know Sacramento as a franchise would be willing to pay somebody $40 to $45 million a year?
They just gave Sabonis an increase in salary for no reason.
Based on the reporting, I think so. You're right. I don't know. Monty hasn't shared that with me. But based on the reporting,
I think so. If it's not true, I don't know.
So we're
not making this up.
We're going to be a salary cap team. We're going to be one of those teams.
Because this team needs to have bigger aspirations than a first-round exit. And with this current roster, it's probably a first-round exit. This team, if they want to be, can be a second or even Western Conference Finals team contender if they get a guy like Siakam, who is an All-NBA player and can play defense.
Remember what Jake Fisher said? Let me just, if I may. Jake Fisher mentioned this yesterday, and I kind of missed it. He talked about Monty McNair and what he's learned from Daryl Morey, right? Daryl Morey, one of his philosophies is when talent becomes available, you grab it because you don't know if it's going to be available later.
Correct.
And you figure the rest out later.
This isn't about Monty McNair. This is what I'm telling you guys.
This is a rare opportunity to get a very good player.
This is about Masai Ujiri, and Pascal Siakam is an all-star level. Why do you think Shams is leaking this right now? Who do you think this is coming from? This is Masai's way of telling teams, hey, you better come with your best package right now to get Pascal Siakam.
That very well could be.
It's saying that we have a month and a half to trade Siakam or we lose him for nothing.
We know they're going to trade him. I just don't think the Kings package is the best they could get for Siakam. That's what I'm talking about.
It is if other teams look at it and go, you know what? Yeah, we just don't want to assume that.
It is if no one else offers anything better. If the Kings offer is the best and they're going to take
it.
Right. It makes the most sense.
Do we know that? Do we know? Like, if I'm Toronto, I mean, I'm looking at Atlanta and saying, give me DeJounte Murray and I forget their young player right now and two first-round picks. Why wouldn't Atlanta do that? That's what I'm saying. I don't think Sacramento has the best package. And you said, it'll happen tonight. It ain't happening. Emil, you know what? I hate to do this to you, big fella. There's a reason why you're not an NBA inside.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Now, if you tell me the Niners are going to do something, I'm going to sit back and defer to
you. And there's a reason
you don't
work covering NFL either, buddy. It's
exactly.
Okay.
I'm deferring to you, big fella. I defer to you on NFL news.
As I sit up here in the big chair where Whitey sits usually, and I pull up receipts of you laughing in my face 3 weeks ago saying the Eagles are going to win out. The Eagles are going to win out. Who they got in the schedule? Well, guess what? You lost to the Arizona Cardinals, who really aren't that good. And not only that, you lost to the defensive coordinator who you wanted to run out of the building in Philadelphia. Yeah, he came back and beat you in Philly.
We're good. We're just talking sports.
Hold on.
We're just talking sports here.
Emil, who's your team?
The Raiders.
Oh, shut up, Ben. You can't even. You're not even invited to the big
boy
table.
What are you talking about? I cover the 49ers. I grew up liking the Raiders.
Don't.
What are you talking about?
Your team is not even in the conversation. You guys
they weren't supposed to be.
Exactly. So don't crap on my team when your team ain't even invited to the
Why are you changing the subject?
Your squad is sitting at the children's table during Thanksgiving dinner. At least my team's at the big boy table.
Emil is merely pointing out. He's not saying the Raiders are better than anybody. He's just pointing out that some of the things you said to him were not accurate. That's all.
They weren't. I mean,
that's all he's saying.
And I was right. And that's what we're bringing this up.
And let me educate Emil on being a personality. Sometimes you got to take a stand. You can't just be vanilla and on the fence.
And he's being vanilla.
Whatever I say, it's passionate, and at the time, I believe it. As you get more information in, you weren't on here Monday or Tuesday when I said the Eagles were the most disappointing team in the NFL. Me and my Eagles fans, we said we can't wait for this season to get over.
But
I've said that.
Yes, you did. But if Emil just lets it go, then he's being vanilla. So, I mean, he's subscribing to your
man.
I got to clap back a little bit.
And figure out your head coach situation before you come talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, we're just having fun, right?
We are.
Hey, Selena, I'm mad right now. You're like 2 hours late on the lunch.
It's okay.
It's dinner time.
Drake's calling out everybody right now, man. It's okay, man.
I know. It's all right, brother.
Emil,
I think you got to him a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get the drapes. This is not Emil talking to Drape. This is Emiliano Fragoso talking to Kyle Draper right here. This is what this is, man. Come on now.
Right.
Stay at the kids' table and figure out your head coach.
Who do you think the 49ers are going to end up playing in their first playoff game, Emil? What's your best guess? We know who.
Niner fans aren't going to like this.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be the Los Angeles Rams.
Really?
It's going to be the Los Angeles. This week is a scouting week for the play. Look, let's be honest here. The Rams are probably going to end up being the sixth seed. Even if they win this game, they're probably going to be the sixth seed. And guess who they're playing first week in the wild card weekend? Detroit. Matthew Stafford gets to go home to Detroit and gets to have that big win over his franchise, and then they come back to Santa Clara a week after and have to play the 49ers. This is just written in the stars. And this is the one team in the NFC I really don't want the Niners to see because there's so much history with it as is, and they are the most surging team besides the Niners in the NFC right now.
Can we agree here that if the 49ers end up playing Philly, that you guys will go to the game together and we can...
Nah, you know what? I'm going to lose his number. I'm about to block him on
social media. I didn't have your number. You don't have my number. I don't have your number. Don't even play it like that.
Don't pull no Cam Newton Debo on me now. Okay. I'm going to mute you on social media right now.
Okay. Go for it. Go for it.
I got a
mute him too, Emil. Now that you had it, go on and mute him too.
You see how this is? I'm calling him out, saying some stuff. I'm gonna mute you. Okay, cool. I'm still gonna see you at work. I still got a segment every Friday with you.
Oh man,
you can't avoid me. I'm inevitable.
I'm getting sick on Fridays.
Like Thanos.
I'm taking long weekends, big dog.
Emil, if the 49ers rush the ball well this week while CMC is out, can we agree that CMC is a system running back?
Oh, my gosh. As he breaks 2,000 yards, scrimmage yards for the first time since 2019. Yeah, sure, he's a system back. Look, getting anything out of Elijah Mitchell right now is so pivotal to this team because Elijah's been up and down off the injury report with knee issues and illnesses and hamstrings and whatnot. Going 17 carries for 80 yards was so beneficial, not only for just the team and how they can operate, you know, interchanging with CMC, but just Elijah's confidence moving forward. It's been a rough 2 years for Elijah. I would love to see Elijah get the bulk of the carries this week, but also throw in some Jordan Mason. Give him some closer minutes. Give him some real time to work out the kinks because he has struggled a little bit in the passing game and blocking. This is going to be a real experiment week of, okay, what rotations can we take going into the postseason?
Emil Fragoso joining us here, Sactown Sports 1140. Emil, Jason Verrett, another season-ending injury. What can you tell us about it, and how does this impact the squad?
Yeah, it's another devastating blow. Jason Verrett's sixth season-ending injury in his NFL career, unfortunately. He's only played in 22 games since the 2016 season. Jason Verrett went up for a pass yesterday at practice and came down hard on his shoulder. He is going to have rotator cuff surgery be out the next 4 to 6 months. And while it isn't a blow to the Niners' secondary rotation as big as it could be because he wasn't really featured, he was going to get a lot of run this week just to try and figure out the rotation. But it's a blow to this locker room because they really rally around him as one of their, I'm not going to say leaders, but cultural setters because of just how resilient and how much perseverance he's had over the last few years going back from these injuries. You forget, you know, he tore his ACL in the 2021 season the first week. Then he came back the week he was coming back practicing, tore his Achilles at practice. And now he has this rotator cuff injury going into the postseason. It's just devastating for this guy who the Niner players, defense especially, just love having him on the roster.
Emil, other than the injuries, and I know that's always the primary concern for virtually every team, but especially it's an issue for the 49ers. Putting that aside, what do you think is their biggest concern heading into the postseason? Would it be stopping the run?
Yeah, it'd be stopping. It'd be really getting Eric Armstead back healthy and back to his true form. Because without Eric Armstead, the Niners' run defense has really, really struggled. Yes, Javon Hargrave is back there and playing very well at a Pro Bowl level. But their best run defender is Eric Armstead. It's why they signed Sebastian Joseph Day on a free. Because they have issues on the interior. And guys like Eric Armstead, while his stats don't speak volumes, he is their best run defender, and they have to stop the run. They can't let teams go out there and dominate them, go out there and set the tone. They have to play Niners football. What went well against Washington? They had 15 minutes more of possession. They controlled the game. They controlled the clock. They had literally a seven-minute drive in the third quarter to kind of ice the game away. So the Niners team needs to just play their football and let everything else work out. And just like I always say, run the dang football. Run the ball. Your whole team is a run-first offense, then pass the ball later. Help out Brock Purdy. Help out your boys.
Emil has always said that. Run the dang football, Kyle. Run the dang football.
You don't want your MVP quarterback to chuck it 50 times?
Look.
Not this week.
Tom Brady had a good run game, too, in New England. Just saying.
Yeah. Sam Darnold, how big is this game for him? Is he auditioning for his next job?
Oh, he absolutely is. Sam Darnold is 100% auditioning for his next starting job. And look, Sam Darnold, it was between Brock and Sam all the way through going into training camp and then into the preseason, all that stuff. Sam Darnold is still a very serviceable quarterback. And even when Sam has gotten in this year during the blowouts, even the Ravens game, Kyle really let Sam kind of just rip it. just go out there and throw it. He wasn't holding them back and just doing run plays. He wanted to see Sam and how he's developed in his processing, because that's always been the issue with Sam Darnold. He has all the talent in the world, but his processing when during a play on the field has been very much lackluster since he entered the NFL. And I don't know if that's because he went to the New York Jets and they kind of broke his brain, but it has to have gotten better under Kyle Shanahan. And this is what this week, Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz, hopefully is going to show that Sam Darnold is still a fringe starting quarterback in the NFL.
Milford Gosar, our Sactown Sports 1140 Insider. So Sam Darnold's getting it. What about Trent Williams? Is he playing this week?
Yeah, most of the starters actually are playing this week. Trent Williams will play. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw. Most of the usuals will go. I do know no Christian McCaffrey, no Brock Purdy, no Eric Armstead. Obviously, the injured guys aren't going to go. Deshaun Gibson and Jair Brown both are a little banged up right now. They want to get him in kind of like a preseason game, you know, a quarter or two, the first half, you know, get up big on the Rams by two scores, and then bring him out, put the bench in. They don't want them to play the whole game because obviously risk of injury in a meaningless Week 18 game. But there's a three-week gap between Week 17 and the divisional round of the postseason, really, for them. It's a long gap. It's a long break for this team. They really want to keep that rhythm going, and even Brock Purdy was really lobbying to play this week, but Kyle put the kibosh in that and said, no, we're going to play Sam, we're going to keep you healthy and stuff. And they didn't really sit great with Brock, because Brock's always going out there wanting to play every snap. So this team, even though it's a meaningless game in terms of playoff standings, they're still playing the Rams. They still want to get that over. And if they do beat the Rams, it's the first time in NFL history that they have clean sweep the Rams in back-to-back seasons.
Wow. You know, Emil, Kyle, I like to bring people together. That's what I want to do more than anything. And I think I've found some common ground here for the two of you. Kyle Draper has a favorite 49er. I think he's a Pro Bowl snub. I think Emil agrees with that. Emil, did you know that Brandon Ayuk is Kyle's favorite 49er? And would you agree that he was snubbed by the Pro Bowl voters?
I would agree he was snubbed. And actually, I was talking to a couple players yesterday about this on background. I can't say who, but they're one of the Pro Bowlers did mention that he was upset that Brandon didn't make it, and that he wanted Brandon to make it over a certain rival wide receiver in the same division. He thought that Brandon deserved it over him. Additionally, they're also very upset that Dre Greenlaw didn't make it. And obviously, Dre Greenlaw is the second-best linebacker on this team behind Fred Warner. There's only two spots for the inside linebacker spot, and that went to Fred Warner and Bobby Wagner, who I'll push back. As great as Dre Greenlaw has been this season, 120 combined tackles, Bobby Wagner has 168 combined tackles this season. Yes, Seattle's not playing as well, but 168 combined tackles, I understand the nod. I get it. It's just there's not enough spots. Dre Greenlaw should be a Pro Bowler. Brandon Ayuk should be a Pro Bowler. Hell, Mitch Wisnowski, their punter, should be a Pro Bowl punter. He just should be. But, again, it's a popularity contest. We'll see what happens with All-Pro next week.
All right. Thank you, Emil. We appreciate it. Good job.
Let me just say this real quick. Wait.
Yeah.
Let me tell people about Emil real quick. I was in, Tuesday, Wednesday? Jay turns to me and says, oh, Emil can't wait to get you. So Emil been stewing on this all week long.
Yep.
He been waiting to get at me. So I got blindsided here. He just, you know, I ran into.
Blindsided?
You said Tuesday, Wednesday. What are you talking about?
I ran into a blitzkrieg right here. I thought we were going to start off nice and slow. You know what Emil was? He was like, I'm in here wrestling with Whitey, and Emil runs from the back, the dressing room.
With
comes
a chair?
Over with
a
chair.
That Money in the Bank contract. I'm cashing it, baby.
I see how it is, Emil. That's all right, big fella.
I had to get my
You're
licks
blocked
in.
Blocked anyway, so it's all good.
I have a show this week, so I had to get my licks in. So,
thank you, Emil.
Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate it. He is brought to you by Timber Creek Ballroom in Roseville. Yeah, I just got a text from the great Chris Watkins, and he just said, oh, my goodness. So goodness.
Yeah, off
Emil from the top rope.
I know. Emil came from the dressing room, wasn't even a part of this match, and then all of a sudden, that's all good, Emil. You got one.
It's an exciting day. I mean, you're probably right about the talk about Siakam. It probably is coming from Toronto, but it's just exciting. To have
no doubt,
somebody like Shams say the Kings are in on this,
and now this game takes on added meaning, right? Like, and somebody, I think it was on the YouTube chat, says, "Does the crowd cheer Siakam when he gets introduced tonight.
We got to do
show him some love, you know? I would love Pascal Siakam. This is not a question of whether I want him here.
Right, understood.
And if it was between him and Andrew Wiggins, give me Pascal Siakam. I love Pascal Siakam.
Yeah. The latest on Pascal Siakam and why today he is being linked to the Kings when we come back to the Golden One Center. Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. I know he hasn't been playing much lately, but Keon Ellis is on fire here during the pregame warmups, and he's just shooting by himself, which is unusual. I'm not saying. I'm just saying maybe if, you know, if Davion is on his way out and if Herter's on his way out, maybe Keon knows, hey, I'm going to get some
minutes. Why are we talking like this? Come on, this.
What?
My guy is trying to get ready for a game.
Shooting well, too.
Davion and HB in the locker room. And we got all these rumors. Sham trying to blow up the spot and everything. Not a Woj bomb, a Sham's bomb.
Right. Keon shooting the ball well.
He does look good, though. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him out here shooting by himself? I've never.
No, it's been a while, right?
Been a while.
With the young guys or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's back in the rotation tonight. Like, I still don't know why he fell out of the rotation, really. I thought he had been playing halfway decent.
Wouldn't you agree? To me, it's crystal clear with him. If he shot the ball well, just consistently well, maybe great, but well, he would play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at his defense. He's a pretty good defender and has a little bit of size to him. You know, that's where I think he sets himself apart a little bit from Davion, just his length.
Mm-hmm.
To challenge shots and bother shots.
Disruptor.
Passing
lanes. Yeah.
And I think same thing with Davion, too, though. If he could just, knock down shots, you know, just make some baskets, then you could give him some more playing time.
Yeah. I wish him the best there, but that could be Toronto's problem soon, right?
I'm done talking about
we're just getting started.
The Raptor. I'm trying to focus on the game, dude. I got to call this game. You got my head all messed up right now.
It's not me.
Trade rumors. Shams coming in.
It's not me. It's Shams. And here with Shams today on ESPN. Here's what he had to say about Siakam and the Kings and the possibility of a deal.
Trade talks around Pascal Siakam. And I'm told the Sacramento Kings are emerging as a serious suitor in Siakam. They're among the offers and options that Toronto has. And this is a gaining interest for Sacramento to pair and combine a big three of Pascal Siakam, De'Aaron Fox, and Domantas Sabonis if they're able to pull a deal off. But what could be a very integral part of these conversations with Siakam is he is on an expiring contract of about $38 million. And his willingness and his desire to re-sign as a free agent in July, whether that's in Sacramento or another team that he does get moved to, that is going to play a big part in this that could play a major role in this for if that team that's trying to get him is going to want to check into whether he will re-sign as a free agent. And if not, that could also dissuade some teams.
That was Shams on Stadium this afternoon. Anything new in there? I think if there's anything new in there, because we've been talking about Siakam and the Kings for a while, the suggestion that the Kings are in and that this is, what was the term he used? They have growing interest. He makes it sound as if, as far as the Kings are concerned, they are legitimately interested. They are in on Siakam.
It makes sense. I mean, from a player perspective and who he is, long, mid-range game is on point, can shoot. I mean, Siakam's an all-star caliber player.
He defends.
He defends, you know. But I called, you know what, let's just pause a little bit. And I'm not the only one. Our guy Carmichael Dave, you know, you can hear him on the mornings. I think he's over across the pond right now. He just tweeted out, I really am having a tough time believing the Kings could get Siakam and not offer up any of the core four. Keegan, Fox, Sabonis, and I would imagine he's talking Malik Monk, let's say, as the core four. Add the fact that Ujiri asked for a lot, Siakam is determined to test free agent waters, it doesn't add up.
How long you been in Sacramento now? A couple, 3 years?
Yeah.
You want to hit your wagon to Carmichael Dave? I mean, if you want to, that's good.
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one. Because this is the problem. I don't want fans to get all... it may happen. And then when it doesn't happen, what's Monty doing? Oh, Monty, how come you couldn't make this deal and everything? Let's just calm down. First of
calm
all,
calm down.
Take it easy. Take it easy. I mean, we got to think logically. And that's what, and I know Carmichael Dave doesn't do that often. That's not his forte. Let's get, I understand that. But to his point, it smells a little fishy to me right now. And so I'm not going to allow myself to get all worked up. Uh-oh, it's happening. Like Emil said tonight. Like, you know what? Right before pregame warm-ups, you know what, Siakam, why don't you go to that locker room? Other guys go to – come on, man.
Well, I understand what you're saying. First of all, it is fun, and to have Shams say it, it gives it a little bit more credibility. So, yeah, I mean, I'm having fun with that. Fans are having fun with it. You're right, though. I mean, it does seem like, wow, if that's all you'd have to give up to get Siakam, then I guess no one else is interested. But that would be, wow, yes, we would do that.
Right.
Other than that, the other thing, and I know we've talked about this, and when Monty made the deal for Sabonis, we didn't hear a lot about that, did we?
Didn't hear that. Yeah, you didn't hear anything.
Yeah. So he's got kind of a record of doing these deals in kind of a stealth manner.
Yeah, the Kings don't leak much.
How would we be hearing about this? Well, as you said, it would make sense if it's coming from Toronto's side. Why would they do that? Well, they want to do that if they want to jack up the price. So that all makes sense. But it's still, it's exciting and it's fun because.
Why am I the bad guy, Whitey?
Well,
why do people get mad at me because you're talking nonsense and everything?
Because
like that?
We're trying to have fun with it and you're lecturing us like, knock it off, you kids. Go to bed.
My bad. I apologize. You know what? We can still believe in the abominable snowman also. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. And Easter Bunny still puts
those eggs in your backyard. We're waiting for Siakam to come. We're excited. And you're knock it off and go to bed.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist.
Fellas, quickly, do you think, and it's funny that OG was the first one to go, but as I kind of sift through what you guys are talking about, and I'm listening to Shams as well, do you kind of think some of the NBA is like, and maybe this is a Masai Ujiri, and I actually agree with Drapes on this one, I think he's pushing up the price because I think some of the league is like, listen, if we know Pascal is not going to re-sign here, then we're not giving anything for the future.
Right.
We're at all zero, zilch. So you're only going to get a couple of, you know, I want to say journeymen, but you're going to get some decent pieces, veterans, whatever you want to call them, maybe a second round, maybe a team on the back end of the first. But do you think the league is starting to say, well, listen, if he doesn't want to sign here, we can't get a guarantee, then we're not even trying for him.
If there's any truth to the reports that the Kings may be in with what we think they're offering, I think that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Kings are really in it with you know, Davion Barnes, Herter, a pick.
If these other teams are backing off,
like, I think so.
Oh, we don't, you know, and to that point, and that may be happening. It pays, you know, it does use Masai Ujiri a benefit to put this out there to sort of drive it up a little. Oh, is that all it's going to take?
Right.
To get that? Oh, I could jump in here. You know, if I'm Miami. Offer up a Hawkes or somebody like that. That's a nice young piece, Jaime Hawkes. Why not Miami get it? And so, but I just feel like
you may be right. But the upside for the Kings is that it could be an indication. No way of knowing that Masai Ujiri's looked around, going, I can't believe I can't get more for this guy.
Now, if this was February 6th and this came out, February 5th. There's still 6 weeks. There's still plenty of time, 4.5 weeks left, 5 weeks before the trade deadline.
Yeah, it could be, to Jay's point, an indication that the Raptors are getting a little anxious. Like, why are we getting better offers? I do think Siakam, as far as a fit with the Kings, he's a 3-and-D guy plus, right? He's a 3-and-D guy. I think you look at the roster, it's one thing that, wow, they could use that. He is that and more.
Yes, he is. And you know, I pulled up his page right here. He's listed
Spicy
at
P?
Six, Spicy P, listed at 6'8", but we know his wingspan is much longer. You know, having a rough time shooting, not necessarily known as a three-point shooter, 28% this year, 32% last year, 34%, 29%, career 32% shooter. But, and I've said it earlier this season, I think the Kings need multiple guys who can get buckets when the system breaks down. Keegan is developing into that. We see Malik do it. We see Fox do it. Like, I think they need another, and that's why I was in on Zach LaVine earlier. Like, you need another guy when things, when teams take away your offense, like we saw Golden State do, we can still put it in this guy's hands and he's going to get a bucket for us.
Yeah.
And I think Siakam fits that bill.
Absolutely. Would we come right back more on the Kings and the buzz about the Raptors and Siakam in Sacramento? Also tell you how the NFL's grip on TV dominance, it's even tighter than we thought. All that and more next on this. Have a feeling it's going to be a special Friday night here at the Golden 1 Center with the Drive Guys. Having fun here at the Golden 1 Center. Before we get any further, I know Jay has a question as we're dealing with all these swirling trade rumors. Just real quick here, you know, we got a big football weekend coming up. Then we got football next weekend with the postseason. I saw this yesterday. The most watched sporting events of the year, okay? The top ones were NFL games. Just give me your best guess, Kyle and Jay. How far down the list of the most watched sporting events from last year do I have to go before I get to something that's not an NFL game?
I saw this.
Oh, okay.
I'm a sit back.
Okay. Jay, do you want to take a guess, Jay?
I'm going to say five. Six.
Come on, man.
Put those two together, and you have the answer.
What?
56. The 56 most watched sporting events of the year were all NFL games.
56?
Yes.
Yes. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Then you go all the way down. 57th was Ohio State-Michigan football. And then the Alabama-Georgia SEC championship game was next. And third place for non-NFL sporting events was the college football playoff national championship game. Top 56 top-rated sports shows from last year, NFL games. And the top-rated event that was not football was March Madness, the championship game. Then you had – did you see these? The ones that were
– I didn't look really close, but, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, March Madness, the Kentucky Derby was second, NBA Finals Game 5, Final Four, the Masters, Heat Celtics Game 7, NBA Finals Game 2, another Final Four game, and then the NBA Finals Game 1. But the top 50, the World Series
NFL
wasn't – you didn't get to the World Series till that was the 13th most watched non-NFL event. Yeah, it was the World Series. So 56.
And I felt like 56. The Golden Globes was up there in terms of, like, most watched TV events. So, I mean, the NFL is just
– yeah.
I don't know if I want to go there with this. I'll throw it out there. We've seen protests. We've seen people say, oh, I'm never watching the NFL again. We've seen people talk about the injuries, concussions. The NFL is dying. These numbers don't indicate that.
Right.
Our infatuation with the NFL is still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Fantasy football. I don't know how many leagues you're in. I'm in two fantasy football leagues. Like, it's – and the NFL drives betting as well, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so
the time of year is right. We're inside, not as much here, but, you know, cold weather.
Yeah.
And then the brands are so strong. And also, you know, if you're a baseball fan like Jay is, you know that it's hard to keep track of games every day. And the NFL is like, we got one game a week. Now it might not be on Sunday now, but it's easier to keep track of. Every game is an event.
Every game, exactly. And, like, if you miss an NBA game, well, they got another one tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You're not missing. And
right.
So with 17 games, every game matters, too.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have we heard about the NBA really doesn't begin until after Christmas? Like, mm-hmm. you don't start paying attention till then.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got the in-season tournament. The NFL, week one is just as important as week 10. Like, these games are important.
Yeah. So it's just kind of in our rhythm of our, you know, the way we live our lives now.
Yeah.
The NFL fits into that a lot better than a lot of other major sports.
Let me ask you this.
56,
is there oversaturation with the NFL at all? Like, you know, they went with the Thursday night, Friday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, is it too much? Personally, I'm asking you.
Yeah, a little bit. Because to me, like, the first wild card weekend, you end up with some teams in there that are like, they shouldn't be in there. And you end up with some bad games. But clearly the ratings show that if I feel that way, which I do, definitely in the minority.
In the minority. And, you know, you got 14 teams out of the 32 making the playoffs. And so that's one thing I think the NFL does better than the other leagues. You know, you look at the NBA, more than half the teams make some sort of postseason. So that sort of devalues the regular season in a way. And so the NFL does a good job, I think, of making sure every game matters and every game is important.
Yeah, every game's going to be important the rest of the year for the Kings, right? If they get Siakam without knowing if he's going to stay or not. It just theoretically.
Theoretically. I mean, it's fun to talk about. You're right. It gives us content. And the fact that we're playing them tonight.
Yes.
Like, of all days, Shams dropping this, it's when Pascal is in town. Raptors brass reportedly is here as well.
Maybe he dropped it because Emil was right. You know, it's going down tonight. Maybe that's why Shams dropped it tonight.
I'm just a skeptic, man. You know, I'm a pessimist in life, I guess.
You've seen too many of these trade rumors and things over years.
I have. That's the thing. And for this to be out there, think about it. Did you hear about the Knicks Raptors trade beforehand?
No, everyone was surprised by that.
Right, exactly. So
even the guy that we talked to today, Mark Jones' brother, Paul Jones, he's an announcer for the Raptors. Like, no, I didn't see that coming.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so that's why I'm going to hold back my excitement a little bit. That's just me.
And then I think, Jay, did you still have a question on the Siakam front? All right, we'll get to a question from Jay when he's got one ready. But it's a lot of fun to talk about, and it is going to be interesting to see how fans react tonight. Like, as you mentioned, somebody in the chat's wondering, how do we respond when Siakam's introduced tonight?
And I'm on the call tonight, and I'm going to be
honest. How
do
you handle that?
I don't want to handle it. That's the thing. This complicates because I know all this information, we know what's out there, but during the broadcast, you just have to ignore it.
And you're actually limited to a degree,
right?
Right?
You can't say, what can you say? You know? And so it'll be a weird feeling calling the game with the cloud of trade rumors. You know, in the back of your mind, you're wondering, oh, is this these guys' last game, with the Kings, whatever, And so.
But you can't you? I mean, obviously better than I. You could say something like, he's been linked in reports, the broadcast reports today, potentially.
I could, but I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Out of respect for the guys.
Yeah.
Like, I would say something like Pascal Siakam, the subject of trade rumors, but I wouldn't mention our guys in those trade rumors.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I would say Siakam, the subject of trade rumors as of late. And I'd probably just leave it at that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Open-ended.
Right.
Because it's factual that's happened. But
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like I said, with our guy Jake Fisher and Kevin O'Connor, like they've mentioned specific names, I wouldn't,
You know the other thing, and we'll get to the phones in just a moment. The other thing that can happen sometimes with this, one guy just happens to piggyback another.
Right, that
and
happens
it
too.
It seems like, from our view, it's like, well, that guy said it, and then he said it, and he said it.
Right.
When it looks like, well, there must be something going on, when in reality, it's just one guy said it,
and then
someone else picked it up.
Yeah, exactly. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and I see it on there right now. Like, multiple Twitter accounts are like, the Sacramento Kings have interest. The
things get aggregated.
Yeah, and then that's it.
The aggregators get in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk to TC here on Sacktown Sports. TC, you're on with Drapes and Whitey. What's up?
Drapes and Whitey, what's going on? Y'all got me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, it's going down. Like I was trying to tell y'all, man, Monty is real patient. You know what I'm saying? Monty told Missouri, wait till you guys in town, man. Bring the whole front office so we can sit down and get a deal done, man. And strike a deal. You get what I'm saying? Because we was in on OG. But then I'm thinking, if I'm Monty, I'm like, you know what, Missouri, go ahead and deal OG, get some guys that you want to get. You know what I'm saying? Because Missouri is probably like, well, I'm only giving you OG if you're giving me Keegan. But you can get Siakam without a Keegan deal. You get me? That's mm-hmm. I mean, it's all talk, but where there's smoke, there's fire, bro. And there's a lot of smoke behind this situation with these guys in town. So I'm telling you right now, you guys don't got to get happy. I'm happy for you. Look, there will be a deal done tonight. It might not break during the game or right after the game, but around 10 o'clock tonight when the news get ready to come on and everybody just chilling like, oh, the Kings won. Man, we won by 1 point or something. It's going to be breaking news, bro. Why? See, I can sack. For sure. They working out the Kings, man. They working about the picks now. Those three players work, but it's about the picks. I seen a 2027 first-round pick, and just to make it juicy, we might even throw in a second or 2 seconds. To me, that's not too much for Siakam, bro. That's just enough for that dude. I'm not giving up. If we ain't giving up Keegan or none of the core, we just giving up those three guys and some picks, run that deal ASAP.
Thank you, TC. Right. If they win tonight, I'm going to suggest that TC light the beam because last 2 days,
it, right?
He's been all over this.
He's been all over it, you know, and I don't know, man. You know, the thing about this.
I forgot about the second rounder.
Yeah, the second. Let me ask you this. I thought Pascal Siakam would command more than OG Anunoby. Did you agree with that? Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, he just has more. His resume is more impressive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. The Knicks gave up two young guys that can average 20 plus a game for OG and the second round pick.
Mm-hmm. And the second rounder was a Detroit second rounder,
which
right?
Which is so a very good second rounder.
Uh-huh.
So we got to at least start there as the package for Pascal and then add more.
You know why that could be? Yeah. Again, just, I don't know. If OG lets somebody know through whatever channels that there's a good chance I'll
resign with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I okay. really would. I'm not promising anything, but I'm
going to give up more. And,
yeah. Okay. Whereas Siakam, we know, has said, I ain't promising anything to anybody.
Man. So
that would affect what you could get. That would affect the value.
Let me go on record as saying I hate this time of the NBA season. Because everybody and their mom is going to have an opinion. Everybody and their mom is going to have a source. And we're going to be chasing them. Like cats running after their own tail or something.
Kyle, you know, Draper, like Grinch.
I'm the Grinch. I'm pouring water on everything. Until it happens, I'm not going to get too high like that, Kings fans. I'm going to be level-headed about this one.
How big is tonight for the Kings? How big is tonight for De'Aaron Fox? We're back with that. And more from the Golden One Center when the Drive guys return on Sacktown Sports.